It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Couple wins $5 million lottery jackpot while simply trying to make change.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Haven Real Estate, Kevin.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, them.
Thank you, guys.
Well, I just saw this, and it really got my mind a-whirling. Then we will get to our, you know, actual news. But you know how I am. I see something, I get distracted, and I have to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, all right. So we won't get to the news.
Right. Well, I was on the
remember the
7 internet.
O'clock news? That was incredible.
I was scrolling through Instagram or TikTok. I was, you know, trying to see, hey, do I have another amazing clip of the day that I want to share?
Sure, yeah.
And I saw this. We know more about the surface of the moon than we know about our own oceans.
Mm.
That is messed up. Oceans are scary, man. They're messed up. Sorry, yeah, yeah. I choked.
Yeah, he's choking on the story.
Do you think that's weird? I mean, it's why we say the ocean is a powerful, scary beast.
Right. That's why we say it.
That's why I always say it. It's mesmerizing. Like, being around the ocean, you just look at it and you think, we know more about the surface of the moon than we do about our own oceans.
I don't know what I'm talking about here, but is the surface of the ocean much, much larger than the surface of the moon?
Of course.
Okay. Just curious.
I think. I feel like it is, Jay. It's larger, but also it's right here on Earth.
I understand, but it's way down there.
It's so, and the ocean is just so vast and so dangerous. Oh.
Would you rather go to the bottom of the ocean floor or go to the moon?
Ooh. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with the moon, which doesn't even make sense. I would not want to do that, but it seems safer than the ocean floor.
Ocean floor is creepy, man. I don't know. That's
right.
I mean, you've seen all the movies.
I have.
You've seen all of the movies.
All of the movies, man.
All of them.
All of them. All the ones on all the ones on the ocean floor. Does it? Do they just have? Do they have great endings? Do they have something go wrong in the middle? Seems like it.
They do. Steve, have you? How do you feel about the ocean? I don't really know your ocean feelings.
My feelings about the ocean?
That's, yeah. That's a great question. What are
Jay
your feelings?
And I are kind of in the same boat. We love it. We respect it. But we are also...
I love looking at it.
Yeah, it's something else.
Yeah. Not super excited about it.
Yeah, I would feel... I feel like I would be in the same stadium, maybe a seat or two over from you.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's say you go to the ocean. You're going to, I don't know, the beach in Florida. Are you going swimming in the ocean, or are you just going to sit on the beach and go, boy, that sure is pretty?
Depends on my mood.
So you would go in.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You lived in Florida. I feel like, I didn't know. I don't know if you have a different opinion there.
Oh, well, I'm not going back to Florida.
Okay. Why?
Okay.
It's too hot, man.
That one's not going to happen.
Too hot and humid.
Which ocean have you been in? Have you been in an ocean before?
Don't put me in an ocean.
Right.
Have I been? I guess I've been to the Atlantic.
Okay.
Is that right?
Seems
yeah, that
very,
would be right.
Very positive.
Yeah, that would be right. No, I
in
think
Florida
I
or
think,
where?
I think I swam in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's close.
So congrats on that then.
Yeah. Well, you asked.
I know.
Yeah, I was just curious.
You didn't ask. I understand.
Because here, Steve, it is different. You grew up in Chicago. This just in. There's not an ocean by Chicago.
Mm-mm.
Here, we are in Washington, you know, way over to the left. And you know what's right by us? Ocean. It's not far away to get to an ocean.
By the way, the oceans are obviously 70% of the Earth's surface. The moon is 1/6 the size of Earth. I think you can do the math there.
You would think.
Ocean bigger.
That's correct, Kevin. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ocean bigger.
Ocean bigger.
Kevin, no.
All right. Here is my news story for the day, guys.
News time.
I didn't realize it.
Okay. Just thought that fact was a lot.
Kind of a story.
About. Yeah, yeah.
Story
yeah.
number two.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, man. I'll give you a story.
Indiana firefighters were called out to the scene of something very unique on a farm. A horse. They got the call. Mm-hmm. Hey, our horse is stuck on a fence.
Uh-oh.
That just doesn't seem possible, does it?
It doesn't sound good. I think it happened in Yellowstone. Because a horse fell on a fence, and the fence post sort of did some...
Oh, really?
Sort of tangling around the horse, and yeah, it was impaled a federal marshal, maybe? Sure.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that
Remember
part.
That one? Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what happened. This horse apparently attempted to get over a gate, mm-hmm. but it ended up stuck halfway.
So its belly is like on one side, back legs one side, front legs the other side?
That is correct.
Okay.
It was stuck on top of the gate. It could not go either way. The owner at that point said, man, I think I need some help here because trying to get this horse off of here by myself, someone's going to end up hurt.
Yeah.
Me, the horse, something.
All the above, yeah.
Crews came out and they were able to use cutters and spreaders, you know, classic fence stuff.
Right. I hope that was on the fence.
Yes. And they, okay. they freed the horse. Everything was fine.
Okay. But,
according to they had some pictures of it, and they said, you know, this is probably our most interesting call of the year. Probably? I hope it's your most interesting call of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Horse stuck on fence.
Something, you know, a little different than a horse being stuck on a fence.
I would think sort of refreshing, honestly. I mean, it all ended well, so I feel like, you know, if you get that, you're like, well, yeah, it ended okay and was better than some of the calls we go on.
That's true, yeah. It was at least probably something that you could take a picture of and have some fun with.
Exactly.
Saying, hey, we were able to save this horse, everything's good. It was a weird call, but it wasn't, you know, the typical thing that we have to deal with. I saw a firefighter running yesterday.
Just like out for a run, you're saying? Or was
No,
he...
no, no.
Okay.
Big red truck.
Oh, no.
Stopped on the side of the road.
So he's in his gear running?
He didn't have his gear on, Jay.
Was it in slow motion?
only in my mind.
What the heck?
And he was running into a building. That's what firefighters do. But then I stopped and I was like, wait. That's just like a bank. I think he's just running in there for personal reasons.
Was it almost closing time?
It may have been.
So he was just in a hurry trying to get in there before they closed.
And I think so. And I was
although
like,
I can see how you were confused.
Truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I thought, oh, well, but no one else was going in.
Was
no
there
one
any
else was
music playing or?
No.
Like suddenly, oh gosh, dang it. Well, that would have been sort of funny. Clicked the wrong.
Sort of. I mean, he did look dreamy, I will say that. But then I thought, well, wait, do they...
They shouldn't be allowed to run when there's not an emergency. It feels like it's...
Right.
Honestly,
what?
I mean, you're
dreaming. I agree
dreamy.
With that, man.
You're just like, oh, what? What are we doing? Am I getting out of here? I don't smell
smoke. I don't
smoke.
Like it when you're in any public place where there's a lot of people and someone runs. That also should never be allowed. It makes you think there's something wrong.
Well, when you're in like regular clothes, like you're just dressed like a normal day and you're running, I mean...
And I get it. He was like, I'm probably parked illegally, but I am a fire truck in a fire lane, so
we're only assuming.
I can park here and run in.
Yeah, we're only assuming what was happening, but I'm telling you, when you see somebody in normal business clothes, or even worse, you know, dressed in a uniform of some sort, running, it puts you on a little bit of high alert.
Every time I see someone run at a casino...
Oh, no. You've seen
always,
that?
Oh, so many times.
What?
I always scream the same thing. There's no running at the casino.
Why are they running? Who's running?
Wrong. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
Is that what you do when you or somebody finally gets up from that slot machine you've been waiting for?
Yeah.
And it's just finally a little bit of a vacancy and you sprint over there?
It's just like there's no running here. That just feels like you did something wrong, and I want to trip you and let the authorities get you.
Okay.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
A lot of popular movies.
Okay. Is it a male?
Will he be here soon?
What? What did you say?
Huh? Will he be here soon?
Will he be here soon?
Yes.
Kevin James.
Kevin Hart.
Yes. Kevin Hart's in my pocket.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kev.
Well, today is the 22nd of August.
Thank you, Kevin. That's your final story, everybody.
I was just trying to check. The date is 2024, right?
Yeah.
That is correct. I'm sorry. I just had a flashback instantly to this date many, 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 many years ago, 1994.
Okay.
When, I had a wife and she was pregnant and we were about to have a baby. And then it happened the next day.
Oh.
You remember the story of how my my first childbirth experience went? Do you remember where I was? It was a wild moment, Jay.
Boy, I feel like I should know this. I can't remember off the top of my head where it was. No.
And it's kind of before the day of having cell phones.
Boys to Men concert?
I wish.
Okay.
God, that would have been awesome.
Number one song that week.
Firefighters running in slow motion?
Yeah. Good question.
I was coaching high school football, and we were doing two-a-days. We were in Sprague, Washington, doing football practice. We got done with practice, and I went over to get on the bus and drive back to Harrington.
Right.
And as I'm going to the bus, I see my mom's car there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's my mom doing here? And that's when she was like, my wife, Kathy, was in the car. And they were like, we need to go to
together.
Spokane to the hospital right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. Is it happening? It's happening. And I'm like, well, what about football? I didn't
say
that.
But we're talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
It jumped in the car, and the rest was history. We went up and had a baby there, the next morning.
Quite hectic, I would imagine. Some would say,
like a cat with my head cut off, you would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was, was crazy and kind of cool? High school boys.
Oh, the fact that the coach
they're
is
all
having
like cheering and like, yeah!
Yeah,
go
right.
Coach,
yeah, that's
all right.
That's appropriate. Yeah, I
and
like that.
And they're also thinking maybe he'll be gone tomorrow, uh-huh. and we won't have to run or something.
Right, that's probably all rolled into one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably a lot of it.
Excitement, but only so much because you're still only like 18, and the world's right in front of your face, and that's it.
That is true. Happy birthday today to Ty Burrell. He's 57. He is a real funny.
Very.
Phil Dunphy.
Oh, Phil. Phil.
Has he really done any movies or anything?
Has he Dunphy any movies?
Good one. Mm. He's doing cell phone commercials. That's all he needs. That and the residuals from Modern Family, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's set for life just with that one show.
I feel like it.
But he is so great in Modern Family that it's just like, I don't know. I haven't really seen him in a lot of other stuff. And I would like to because I do enjoy him. Speaking of enjoying people... Kristen Wiig is 51 today. She real funny. Very funny.
She funny.
Real funny. Saturday Night Live for 7 years, 2005 to 2012. And of course, a writer and actress on Bridesmaids.
Right.
One of the classics.
Yep.
And then James Corden has a birthday today. He's 46. So a lot of...
Have
good
yourself
famous
a day.
People today.
Yeah.
What's that?
Have yourself a day, August 22nd.
Yeah, not too bad. Now let's do this. It was on this day in history where Madonna had a song called Who's That Girl who went to number one in 1987. By the way, which Boyz II Men song was it that was number one in 93?
Oh, I have it right here for you. Let me play
it.
Into
the Road?
Hold on. It was this one.
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
God, their harmonies are good.
Salad.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
You forget how versatile Boys to Men was.
Yeah.
With the harmonies and all of it. Oh.
So good.
Loved them.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved them.
Incredible.
They were one that I was bummed. They were here in concert not too long ago, and I really wanted to go to it. And someone said they were good, which you always wonder, right? Like, yeah, 30, 40 years later, right. You got to be good. But they said they were.
Yeah, now it's more like Men to Seniors or something like that. I don't know. I think they might have changed their name a little bit.
Who's That Girl was number one on this day. So now we play a great game called Who's That Girl? I'm going to give you some facts, and you guys tell me who that girl is.
Okay.
I would like producer Steve to guess first, Jay, on all of these.
I think that's totally fine.
Because I just have a hunch you'll get a lot of them.
I don't mind. I'll just sit back here in the wings.
Oh, and you have a hunch I won't get any of them?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I think you'll get some of them.
Probably not.
Got a little music for you, Kevin.
I can't handle the pressure, the stress.
This woman lived in Philadelphia and sewed the first American flag.
Oh, that's Betsy Ross.
Look at him go. Look at him go.
I knew you could do it, Steve.
That's all I got, man.
Don't doubt yourself.
Close your eyes, make a wish.
They really are versatile.
Fruit salad to this.
Yeah, man. Yummy, yummy.
She rose to fame on NBC. And she's been married to Justin and Brad.
Oh.
But she's single now.
Well, this is very distracting. Justin and Brad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Justin who?
Well, that's part of it,
that's
see.
That's part of the game, Steve.
I think I actually might know this.
Okay.
What do you think?
Prove it.
Is it Jennifer Aniston?
That's right.
Wow. Okay. Look at him go.
You did it. Who were her husbands?
You did it.
Well, obviously Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
And Justin Theroux?
That's it.
That's Justin correct. Okay. Yeah.
I always very confuse good. Him with the Canadian president.
Oh. Justin Trudeau?
Yeah.
They're different. They're very, very different, Steve.
Jennifer Aniston was married to the Canadian premier?
See, that's
what is happening with this world.
That's what I thought for a while.
You know what? Back to the show. One more, Kevin? I mean, why not? Let's just keep kicking it.
Let's see how this goes. As a child, this woman wanted to become a professional tennis player, but instead, she became the first American woman to orbit the Earth.
Ooh.
Mm. Well. Okay. Orbit the Earth. So it's not Amelia Earhart.
No, that didn't end well.
Well, I don't know, listing the people that it's not is going to be beneficial.
Oh, okay.
I think that's...
You know who else it's not?
Who is it not?
It is not Reba.
Thank you, Kevin.
Is it Lainey? I feel like she's been everywhere now.
It's Lainey Wilson. I'm trying to remember if I'm right. When they blasted off from Cape Canaveral, Kevin, was there a catchphrase because her name?
Yep.
Okay.
Catchphrase.
Yeah, there was a little catchphrase that the guy who did the countdown said because of this woman.
Because of a popular song.
To Infinity and Beyond?
That's it. Yep. Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you have skewers?
We do. Yeah, we have skewers. My God, do we have skewers. My granddaughter uses them for everything.
Kevin James.
That seems safe.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
What's going on, Cole?
Oh, nothing much. Just working.
Yeah. What type of work do you do?
I drive a truck all day.
Okay. Big rig. I don't know what's the one right under the big rig. What do you call it?
It's like it's pretty much a pickup. It's just a 5500, but it requires a DOT to drive it. So
okay, you understood all that, right, Steve?
Yeah, the DOT, the dot.
It is funny how everybody's own business kind of has their own jargon that not is always, you know, understandable by others. So,
yep.
Steve, you want to whip some radio jargon out here on Cole to see if he knows what it means?
Oh, you know, riding the ramp?
I think that means something different to Cole. It's like it's merging on traffic. You know what I mean? Oh, my gosh. Well, we can all understand burgers, Cole. That's our category today. Let's see if we can get you a win here in our little trivia game. Who would you like to challenge in the category of burgers, me or Kevin?
Let's do you.
All right. See in about 60 seconds. Good luck, Cole. Oh, Kevin. All right. See you in a minute.
All right, Cole. Here we go. Question one. Name one of the stars of the movie Good Burger.
Pass.
Name the son, Bob's son, on Bob's Burgers.
Crap. If the wife was here, she'd be able to tell me. I got to pass on that.
Okay. If you were getting a burger and fries in the UK, what would you call the fries?
French fries? I don't know.
Burgers might be the theme of an episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, which is hosted by who?
Pass.
What burger chain has the slogan, "Have it your way"?
Arby's.
Who sang Cheeseburger in Paradise?
Pass.
Name two of the ingredients in the lyrics for the McDonald's Big Mac jingle.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to McDonald's or anything like that, so I have no idea.
That's okay. All right. Jay!
Oh, I did bad.
Geez, Steve's waving his arms like his armpits were on fire. What's that, Kev? What were you going to say?
Not that I did just... I feel bad. It was a rough round for him. And
oh, okay.
You know... just one of those days. Maybe it wasn't his thing.
Sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Steve, I'm ready for your amazing questions that will hopefully be shorter than they were yesterday.
They're definitely shorter. Okay. Would you agree, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
They are, no, I would have done great on today's trivia.
Well, yeah, okay.
I think Jay will, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Oh, boy.
All right, well, let's see.
Too much pressure.
All right, Jay, question one. Name one of the stars of the movie Good Burger.
Oh, pass.
Name the son, Bob's son, on Bob's Burgers.
Bob Jr.
If you were getting a burger and fries in the UK, what would you call the fries?
Chips.
Burgers might be the theme of an episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, which is hosted by who?
Oh, pass.
What burger chain has the slogan, "Have it your way"?
BK.
Who sang Cheeseburger in Paradise?
Jimmy Buffett.
Name two of the ingredients in the lyrics for the McDonald's Big Mac jingle.
12B patty, special sauce, let's cheese, because onion, tips, and meat.
Name them all.
Show off. Did you pass on some?
I did. I don't know the Good Burger one. I think I do, but I can't think of their names.
Okay. What was the other one?
Guy Fieri? Diners? That's what we're looking for?
Okay. Well, maybe.
Okay. Well,
it is.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, it's not like he was giving me the answer. I gave you the answer. So, he just was kind of confirming it.
Well, wow. I'm so angry.
Well, we haven't reached that point yet,
Jay.
All
right. Fine. Let's do it.
Gotta go in the correct order. Name one of the stars of the movie Good Burger. Was looking for Kel Mitchell or Kenan Thompson.
Oh, Kenan and Kel. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I never saw that movie.
Yeah. Both of you passed on that one.
Oh, good job, Cole. 1-1 on our passes.
I'm going to count passes. So see how we do. I got three, I think, or two. I don't know.
We'll see. Name the son, Bob's son, on Bob's Burgers.
I said Bob Jr. What did Cole say?
Did you pass on that one too, I think?
Oh, no. Okay.
You did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's 2-1 in favor of Cole for passes. Yeah, okay.
Was looking for Eugene or Gene.
I don't know that. I don't know that one. Yeah, obviously. Bob Jr., incorrect.
Yeah, Bob Jr., not right. If you were getting a burger and fries in the UK, what would you call the fries? Cole said French fries. Jay, you said chips.
Yes.
You know, I would have accepted fries because they say fries.
Okay.
But chips or crisps was...
Oh, crisps. That's the other one. Yeah.
Oh. But fries works because when I did look it up on the internet, they did say fries.
Okay. So, actually 1-1 now. Yeah. Okay.
Burgers might be the theme of an episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, which is hosted by who?
Kevin said I got this one right, so I'm going to take his word for it.
He did, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
Guy Fieri is correct, so nicely done, Jay.
And I could see his face and couldn't think of his name. I'm like, how do I not remember his name? I mean, good grief.
He's one of those people, though, that you see their faces, and you're like, oh, yeah, I know who that is, and then you can't think of his name sometimes.
I don't know why I had a hard time, but...
It happens. What burger chain has the slogan, "Have it your way"? Jay, I think you said BK.
I did.
He did.
And
is that still their slogan? I mean, I know it used to be.
Well, yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Okay, all right.
Cole said Arby's.
I don't know why I said Arby's.
Dang it. What's the score, Kevin?
It's not good for Cole.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, come
Dang
on.
It, Cole. yeah, you guys trying to work, and we're trying to...
Yeah, I know.
Who's saying cheeseburger in paradise?
Here we go.
Jimmy Buffett. Yeah, you were right.
Let's go.
Very nice.
You got a pass on that one from Cole.
Dang it, Cole.
Jay's lead grows just a little bit.
Name two of the ingredients in the lyrics for the McDonald's Big Mac jingle. Jay decided to be a bit of a show off here, and I guess we'll count it as being correct. So nicely done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, sesame seed bun. Although sesame seed bun, I guess, would... it's
still kind of an ingredient.
Yeah, still considered. Mm-hmm. So, nicely done, Jay.
Dang it, Cole. Sorry about that. I'm going to have you pick a number for us. Somewhere between 1 and 800 million would be good. And then try to be that caller to win our Coyote Country travel mug. What are you thinking today, buddy?
I'd say 7.
7 it is. Okay, but hey, man, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. All right, say hi to the family. I know he said his wife would have gotten some of the answers or help him out. Somebody just texted in, maybe his wife should have played. And I'm like, well...
Yeah.
Ouch.
Sometimes you can't phone a friend when you're doing Beat the Show.
Oh. It's true.
I wish you could, but we don't have enough time with Steve's long questions. 509-441-0999.
Nicely done, Jay.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I remember, like, spaghetti strap...
Yep.
Was the big thing, and it had to be like a certain amount of fingers or something.
They had to
like
be the width of the strap had to be wide enough something.
Yes. Yeah. I remember getting a letter about that.
Kevin James.
You were wearing.
You were getting in trouble.
Oh, no.
Old spaghetti strap Steve.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Awkward. hey, we're going to play. Are we doing guessy today?
We are.
Do we have a stat of the day open, right? Sounds like, you know.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
We should get one that says it's time for guessy. Just saying, Steve.
Yeah, this is just a fun little segment that we like to do.
Was that a hint?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
More of a directive than a hint.
Okay.
Yeah, Jay, that's fair. It was not very hinty. It was definitely, you need to do that.
It was not hinty. It was ordery.
Kind of was. Thanks for figuring it out.
You need to be very, very clear.
Yeah, we should have an open for that.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Is it pledge at jayandkevin.com?
Oh, my gosh.
It is. The reason we do guessy today is we let you guess the stat of the day.
Mm-hmm.
For a prize.
Yeah, we got Kevin Hart tickets. Pretty big prize today for guessy.
Gosh.
So Kevin will give us the percentage or whatever he'll do. You guess what the answer is. You get it right. You get Kevin Hart tickets. That's pretty cool.
I'm very jealous of that. That is a show I definitely want to go to.
I know. I'm same Z's.
Okay, today's stat is this. The average American will own 6 of these in a lifetime.
All right, average American owns 6 in a lifetime. 509-441-0999 for your guesses. And if you guess correctly, you're going to win Kevin Hart tickets. Jane, Kevin Show, Peter, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What do you think it is?
I missed part of it.
Okay, the average American will own 6 of these in a lifetime. What do you think it is?
Cars?
6 cars. That might be low. I don't know. It's not the right answer, obviously, but yeah, now you got me thinking about how many cars the average person owns.
Thank
in
you,
a lifetime.
Peter. Appreciate you. 509-441-0999. Amanda, how many six of what in a lifetime?
Six beds.
What was it?
Six beds.
Six beds. Great answer as wow. well. That's not it. Beds. They say every 8 years on your mattress, right? But most
say?
Of us don't listen to that.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the old eight is great, nine is fine?
I think that's something different. That was for speeding. Oh. Is it?
No, that was Dr. Grumman's for braces.
Oh, that was it, too. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Eight is great. Nine is fine.
Mine was eight is great, nine, you're mine. Yeah. Is yes. it Packard?
Yeah.
What do you think it might be? Six of these in a lifetime for the average American, I guess.
Is it a car?
Nope, nope, nope. Not a car. Thank you, bud. Appreciate it. No car, no bed. Coyote Country, hi. Tammy.
Yes, sorry.
What do you think it might be?
I think it's dogs.
Oh, six dogs.
Oh, six dogs.
Six
that
dogs
is incorrect.
On the road and I'm going to make it home tonight.
Jay, you're there.
Six dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've had, yeah. I don't know if you know that, but sometimes they don't last that long.
They don't last forever.
They
That's
don't,
the thing.
No. Chris. Hmm? Chris? What? I can. Your phone's barely cut. I can hear you trying to make it.
You there?
There we go.
All right.
No, no, you're good, man.
I had you on speaker, and for some reason, it wouldn't go through.
Yeah, I could just barely hear you in the background there. What do you think? Right. It might be six of them in a lifetime.
I'm going to say coffee mugs.
Whoa.
Oh, great guess. That is incorrect.
Or one if your name is Bruce.
I do think that it is a lot like coffee mugs, and the fact that some people... kind of collect this item. Other people may never ever have one.
Ooh, spouses?
Or they might only have one in their lifetime.
That was a bad guess. Okay.
I have had, I'm real close to average. I think I've had four or five of these in my lifetime. And I could see me ending up with two more before it's said and done.
Is it hickeys? Hey, Doug.
Hey,
what do you think? I'm good. What do you think it might be? Six of these in a lifetime.
I'm going to say houses.
It is not houses.
Oh, dang it. I thought that might be
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a good guess, though. It makes sense. It's a lot less expensive than a house.
Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what do you think it might be?
I'm going to say couch.
Oh, couches. Oh
great guess.
Furniture guesses are amazing.
It's not.
Oh, dang it.
You might find this item in your couch, though. This could be one of those where if you, you know, you took it off or whatever, and then next thing you know, you're like, oh, where the heck did that go? Oh, it's just in the couch.
Six of these in a lifetime, you might find it in the couch. Jane, Kevin Show, hello. Dave?
Hey.
What do you think?
That in a couch thing threw me off.
Yeah, it's not where it belongs.
Well, I lost my guess because the bed already got taken. So, yeah. TV remote? I don't know.
TV remote? I mean, yeah, why not? Kevin?
I think the average American owns 100 of those. that's not correct.
Sorry, Dave. Thank you, buddy.
Jay, you have one.
I have one right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do.
Steve does
well,
not have
one.
Steve does not have that. One. Right? Steve does not have one.
I do not think so.
Mm-hmm. I know. All right, Josh, what do you got for us?
Well, I was going to say it was already taken. I'm going to say laundry baskets.
Laundry baskets.
Oh, that is not it.
No, it can be found in the couch. Oh, sorry. No, she didn't want to play. Haley?
Somebody guessed laundry baskets already.
Dang it. Oh, Haley. Doug, all right, Doug, you got average person has six of them in a lifetime. You could find it in a couch at some point because you might have lost it there. What do you think it is?
Maybe a belt or billfold?
Billfold, wallet, anything like that?
Oh, it's such a great guess. Yeah. That is incorrect.
Not right. Dang it. All right, let me try Shelby. Shelby,
I don't know where we're at
time-wise
with this
squeezed.
One. But
we're squeezed, Kevin.
Okay,
that's okay.
This could, that.
I feel like Shelby's going to get it. Shelby, what do you think it is?
I think it's a watch.
What is it?
A watch.
Shelby.
Did I get it?
You gotta go to Kevin Hart.
Great.
Yes. Congratulations. A
it
watch.
Is a watch. Yeah. The average person owns 6 watches in their lifetime.
That's a pretty good one. I never thought about it, but I'm probably pretty close too, Kevin. I think I
yeah.
And thanks for mentioning I lost one once. I'm still
You're
not over.
You're welcome.